We've been discussing some overlooked challenges when it comes to production in the pandemic, but now one that may have been overlooked is being called out quite clearly. We're talking about Nike here, and we're seeing shares under pressure after Nike was cut, downgraded to neutral from buy at BTIG based on some supply chain challenges that the company might be seeing in Vietnam. And for more on exactly what those challenges are, happy to bring on BTIG senior analyst Camilo Lyon here with us today, the author of that downgrade, alongside Yahoo Finance's Reggie Wade. And Camilo, I mean, when we look into it, it's pretty severe in your words in terms of the impact for Nike. And obviously, they're not alone in seeing COVID really impact their supply chain. But how big is it when you put a number on it, and how worried should investors be?
Yeah, the work that we've done over the last 2 weeks really raised the alarms for us. You know, Vietnam represents about 50% of the production of footwear for Nike. And from the discussions that we've had with our contacts in country, that number was going to go a lot higher this year. That is until COVID-related shutdowns mandated by the government began about 2 months ago. So effectively, Nike's production factories, their factory partners, have had 2 months worth of lost unit production. The government has now talked about restarting and reopening the country. That's slated to happen on Wednesday, the 15th. But we think that that's going to be a very slow and methodical build in terms of getting that ramp up in production, which will likely equate to another 2 months worth of production loss. So when we talk about Nike, the scale of its business, the amount of units that we're talking about, we're looking at 160 million units of shoes that just won't get produced this year. And so that's going to have a consequential impact on its sales from what the work that we've done.
Camilo, Reggie Wade here. We know that Nike has tremendous ability to pivot within its manufacturing locations, but as you just stated, it might be too late for the holiday season. But are you more optimistic that they can make some of that up in the spring?
Short answer is no. Look, Nike is the best company in the world. It's also one of the largest. So when we talk about them shifting their production, we're talking about a battleship turning. It's a very long, drawn-out process. And in particular, on footwear, the complexities mount even more so relative to apparel. It's pretty easy to change, relatively speaking, it's pretty easy to change apparel production from one factory to another or another country, from one country to another. Much more difficult to do so with footwear. If you think about how many pairs of hands go into making a pair of shoes, it can be north of 30 people touching one pair of shoes, where for apparel, it can be like three or four people. So the complexities around labor, the complexities around the molds and the lasts and the machinery that have been in place in Vietnam make that transition, while not impossible, pretty darn close to impossible, at least in the very near term. The other thing to consider is if they were to switch production to a place, say, like China, the tariffs are still under effect, the tariffs that were imposed under the Trump administration. So then we're talking about an incremental cost to that transition from Vietnam to, say, China of about 30%. So really, there's not a great amount of quick remedy that we see unfolding. They can't raise, they can't shift production out. They can't keep more units to themselves to sell through their own channels, and consequently hurt the wholesale channel to enough to maintain their guidance. In fact, the math that we ran suggests that that would be a pretty cataclysmic shift against the wholesale partners in their favor, and it still wouldn't make up enough of the lost production. So we're at a loss for ways of finding how Nike can quickly resolve this issue today. Now, it's not to say that they can't over time, but with low visibility and no real understanding of the timeline and the duration of the bottlenecks that have been created as a result, we felt it prudent to step to the sidelines.
Camilo, we know that vaccination rates are extremely low in Vietnam, somewhere between 14 to 28 percent of the population are partially vaccinated. Do you think that Nike will start to push some of its Vietnamese employees to get vaccinated when it becomes available to try to mitigate some of this?
You know, we asked that question of our contacts in country to see if that was a plausible solution. And it certainly makes sense on paper. We know that Nike's actively in discussions with the government to come to some sort of resolution to open safely. The problem that becomes apparent, though, is if there is the perception of favoritism that is paid to, say, Nike factories versus others, if there's some sort of priority and maybe potentially some moral hazard issues that come about with that as a potential solution or solve. The other issue that I think is less understood is, remember, the factories have been closed for about 2 months. That means that the employees of those factories, if they've stayed in the South in Ho Chi Minh City, haven't been getting paid, but they've had rent expense and they've had food expense. So a lot of them went back to their home provinces outside of the city. Getting them back to the factories before the new year, before the Lunar New Year, will be a challenge in its own right, let alone all the other issues that we discussed in terms of supply chain bottlenecks at the ports and container shortages, and just getting through the amount of product that is sitting in factories that is finished goods that still needs to get out and distributed globally.
Yeah, Camilo, to Reggie's point there, I guess, you know, there are other options. Nike's a big monster power player in the apparel space, and, you know, they could look elsewhere. But, you know, in a shortened timeline, difficult. And also, it's a pandemic. Every country is facing kind of the same concerns here. But when you kind of, you know, when you say 160 million pairs of shoes, when you put that into the stock price here, looks like you got fair value close to what, $152? So, I mean, how do you see it maybe impacting where the stock price could go once they get through all this?
Sure. So to frame it, you know, Nike guided to low double-digit revenue growth. This was back at the end of June before these issues in Vietnam had really come to the fore. The way that we ran our numbers and what we concluded was that low double-digit growth is probably closer, will probably be closer to flat to up low single digits. And what's been true for as long as we've covered Nike, dating back over 10 years and then even before that, its stock price has been most closely correlated to the direction of sales growth. And so when there's visible evidence and mounting evidence that sales are definitely on a decelerating path, again, not because of demand, but because of short supply, you know, in a best case scenario, the stock is flattish and will tread water until there's more visibility. And in a worst case scenario, earnings estimates will be revised down. The stock will re-rate lower. You'll have multiple compression and the likelihood of giving back all the gains that the company has earned this year increases. So, you know, to us, the lack of visibility and just the mounting evidence of things getting worse, not better, made the call a fairly easy one to make.
Yeah, a pretty easy one, but also a pretty dramatic one here in terms of the impact as we're watching it all play out. Appreciate you coming on to chat with us, though, about it. Camilo Lyon, BTIG senior analyst, joining us there alongside Yahoo Finance's Reggie Wade. Thanks again for the time to you both.